commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Dear listeners, I am Sayyid Mohammed Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a closer look at one of the recent messages of our Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei. We need to understand that the messages, specifically the strategic messages that are issued by our religious and social leaders, these messages should not be regarded as a collection of occasional recommendations or political positions. We have to know that they constitute a text, a guiding one, for understanding our contemporary era. And these messages are the very ones that set up and show us the priorities of us as the Muslim community and Muslim Ummah. And from this perspective, we have to look at the message issued by Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei on Khordad 14th, or June 4th, 2026, as extending beyond a ceremonial statement that commemorates Eid al-Ghadir and the anniversary of the passing of Imam Khomeini. So, let us have a look at the beginning part of the message. In this beginning part, after congratulating on the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei says, "This year marks the 37th 14th of Khordad, June 4th, since the passing of the great Imam Khomeini. It's also the first 14th of Khordad that the kind father of the Ummah, the devout disciple and faithful, distinguished companion of the Imam's school of thought, the magnanimous martyred leader of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may God elevate his noble rank, is the guest of the divine banquet." So, in this part, you can understand that the leader is trying to set up a connection between the truth of Ghadir and the question of wilaya, and of course that of imamah. This section of the message contains profound layers of meaning that can be analyzed under different principles. So Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei says that Ghadir is the completion of religion and it is somehow the fulfillment of divine blessing. An analysis of this section would indicate that the leader is seeking to redefine the identity of Eid al-Ghadir as Eidullah al-Akbar, the greatest feast of God, and as the day of the acknowledged covenant, through which the question of governance and leadership of the Islamic community was to be definitively established. So, the leader is trying to set up a connection, a clear connection, between religion, the fulfillment of religion, and the fulfillment of divine blessing, and its connection to wilaya and that of Ghadir. We'll discuss more in the episodes to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, guide me from all